I want you to look with me at Acts 17. We're talking about perfect timing now, right?
Yeah.
Acts 17. This is just going to add information to what Joshua just said. Acts 17, verse 26. And He, God, has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. Think about that. Right where we live, right now, where you're at, is a pre-appointed time God set for your life sometime in your past. Perfect precision. Now I want you to think about that. Keep that in mind as we look now at the problem or the potential problem with this perfect timing. Look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Here's the problem. Anyone who desires to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And you might say, well, why do we have to deny ourselves? What's that all about? Well, here's what it's all about. Denying yourself means your flesh is constantly going to nag you for something. We are, first of all, fleshly animals, fleshly people, are we not?
Yes.
We live in a fleshly body. Our brain is flesh. It's at enmity with God. It constantly fights God. Your brain does. Everything about your fleshly being fights God. God has a perfect timing for everything for you, good and bad. Here's the problem. We many times miss the good because we are unwilling to say no to our flesh. Matthew 16, 24 again. If anyone desires to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. If you want God's perfect timing on things, you're obviously trying to follow God, right?
Yeah.
I said, if you want God's perfect timing on things, you're obviously trying to follow God,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Then if we want to follow Him, He says you must first deny yourself. Why? Because your flesh and your mind is working feverishly to go against anything God has pre-appointed. Now your flesh doesn't know. Your mind doesn't know what God's pre-appointed. But I tell you one thing, your flesh will constantly nag you for something. And if you're not willing to trust God, you're going to pamper your flesh. And look what happens to people who pamper their flesh. For whoever desires to save their life, what's that mean, save their life? Well, feed your flesh. Whoever desires to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. See, you can take on the responsibility of obtaining what you want and what you feel you need in life. You can take on that responsibility, right?
Yeah.
You can do it all yourself. God won't stop you. But in the process of doing that, you're going to miss God's best timing, God's best. Whoever desires to save his life, whoever's unwilling to say no to the flesh, whoever's unwilling to tell your flesh and your mind to sit down and hush. See, you got to recognize one thing. You're a spirit man. You live in those bodies of flesh. You are not flesh. Your body is flesh. You are spirit, like God is spirit. And you must have the power within you to tell your mind to sit down and shut up and tell no to your flesh. If you don't, your flesh will lead you away and you will miss God's best. It's that simple. Yep, there's a perfect timing. Unwilling to go the distance means you're going to miss God's best. Your flesh is always going to want something right now. I want it now. I want it now. I want it now. I want it yesterday. I want it now. It's just the way human flesh is. And it constantly pulls on you and goads you to make decisions or to cut and run or whatever it is. But anyone who is unwilling to go the distance, whoever desires to save his life, I can do it better. I can run. I can go do it myself. What would happen if Joshua would have gave up and said, I'm going to go out and get another job so my wife can knock off one of her jobs and we'll make it, we'll do it, I'll do it. Joshua would have missed everything. Joshua would have fallen right back into his stuff. His wife still would have got her check, but he wouldn't have been a part of it. He'd have missed God's best. You've got to control your flesh. You've got to say no to your flesh. Mind, shut up. Hush up. Amen. Well, but how do I know if it's really God that's leading me? You know. You know. You all know full well how you got here. Amen. You all know full well why you got here. You know who was behind how you got here. And at times, all of you will figure out you got a better way. It might happen every now and again. It might happen constantly. It might happen, but it'll happen. When that comes, that's your mind telling you you can do better. You don't have to wait on God. You can save your own life. You can get out there right now. You can go get it. You can be everything that you ever wanted to be because... blah, 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 blah. What you're doing is unwilling to trust God, who has the perfect timing for everything.
Amen. That's right.
You're going to miss it. Merely because your mind, that's flesh, arguing against God always, is saying you can do it? Are you kidding me? But that's the truth of it. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake, in other words, who's ever willing to say no to your mind, I'm going to trust God in this, what he's really doing is giving up his life to God. God, I trust you. I give it to you. Whoever's willing to lose his life for my sake, says Jesus, guess what he'll do? He'll find his life. He'll find it. See, the power of your testimony is not what you've been, but it's how you allowed God to bring you through. Go with me to Revelation. 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 Oh, I'm looking in the concordance under Revelation. Okay, let's get back here to the book. Revelation chapter something or other, verse whatever it is. You're very welcome.
Revelation what?
I'm looking. Get off my back. That's true. Revelation says where they overcome them by the word of the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. There's 11 in it and a 12 in it or something.
12, 11, or 11, 12.
It's 12, 11. And they overcame him by... who's him? Who are they talking about overcoming here? And they overcame him, the enemy, the devil, the enemy. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Who's that?
Jesus
and his sacrifice on the cross. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And that's where most people quit reading. Oh, well, I can do that then. I got a testimony. Look where I was. Look what God's done. I got a testimony. No, but go on. Read on. And they did not love their lives to the death. In other words, they were not going to budge because they trusted God. Sure, they had a testimony. And they were trusting God to get them through. Sure, it's the blood of the Lamb that does it all. Absolutely is. Without Him, we can do nothing. But you see, it takes the combination of the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and willingness for us to trust Him to carry us through.
Amen.
We know God's got the perfect woman for you, the perfect timing for you, the perfect job for you. Of course we do. God does everything in perfection.
Yeah. Because He is perfect.
The problem is, if you're too big a hurry, you're not going to trust Him, and you're going to miss God's best. You're going to miss His best. You've got to allow the understanding of the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, the power that's in it, but the testimony isn't over until God takes you through. Until God takes you through. Testimony isn't complete. It's not complete. So whoever desires to follow Him must deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, says Jesus, he will find it. Yeah, you can go out of here and you can do great things, probably, could be. Could be. I've known people who quit early and have succeeded. But did they get God's best? For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in glory of His Father with His angels, and then He will reward each according to his works. You see, we look at this life, we look at this very moment as the only moment in time when we can really do something, receive something, be something. We got eternity to live, brothers. We got eternity to live.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but I want God's best. Here's another prayer you can pray. Lord, do not let me grow weary in well-doing.
Amen.
Do not grow weary in well-doing, for if you persevere... Let's go to Galatians. Galatians. Do not grow weary. Somebody knows where that is? It's in Galatians, small book, read it, you'll enjoy it. Oh. Do not grow weary in well-doing. For after you have persevered, then you shall reap. Then the promise of God will come to you. But not until you've persevered. Not until you've stuck it out. All right, have you found that yet? Awesome. Go to Hebrews. It's in Galatians. That's a good one to search. Hebrews chapter 10 says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance. This is 35 and 36. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. See, the very thing that God's waiting on all of us to do is to do His will. And sometimes His will is done by us just persevering and hanging on and asking Him, don't let me grow weary in well-doing, God. I want to reap. I want to win. I trust You. I haven't got a clue what's going to happen here. I don't know how You're going to work it out. But God, I trust You. I trust You and You alone. And if you can fight through the situations of life that way, trusting Him and Him alone... God, help me see the good that's coming. Help me see the benefit, the growth that I'm making. God, help me see so I don't grow weary in well-doing. If you can fight through with that attitude, if you can fight through using God's Word, boom, the will of God will be accomplished in the good and the promise and everything that He's got for you will come. He will not fail. He will not fail. We're the ones that fail. He never fails. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's the truth of God's Word. So, Father, thank You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Father, for just strengthening us to hold on. I ask for that strength, and I thank you, Father, for your word and your promises. In Jesus' name, everybody who believes said,
Amen.